Our readings today are concerned with the revelation to humanity of God's saving power in our lives, what theologians call salvation history. The first reading is the call of Abraham, which is really the beginning of the history of our salvation. The first 11 chapters of Genesis tell the story of humanity from the creation of the world to the fall of the Tower of Babel. And these chapters are known as the universal history because they view all of humanity as one people and one race. This universal history, however, is not history in the sense that we understand it today, with verifiable facts and figures and dates. Rather, it is primarily anthropology and mythology, a series of stories meant to convey the essential truths of our human condition. When God created human beings, he found them very good and blessed them. But after the fall of humanity, one disaster followed another. The murder of Abel, the wickedness at the time of Noah and the flood, and the destruction of the Tower of Babel. The world was caught in a pattern of violence, lust, and disobedience. The story of Abraham, the so-called Abraham cycle, marks a new beginning for humanity. God chooses one man and his family to be the instrument of his revelation and his blessing to all the families of the earth. At the age of 75, an age when most of us have retired, Abram, as he was then known, set out in answer to God's call. He went to the land of Canaan, the land promised to him and to his descendants. And through his son Isaac and his grandson Jacob, he became the ancestor of the Hebrew people. If Abraham stands at the very beginning of salvation history, Jesus stands not precisely at the end, but rather at the culmination or the summit, the high point of salvation history. Jesus is the Word of God, the perfect image of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. We see this very clearly in the gospel story of the Transfiguration. Just after he was baptized, Jesus, as we read last week, was taken up to a high mountain by Satan, and there he was offered all the kingdoms of the world if he would worship him. But Jesus answered, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." In today's gospel, we see Jesus go up Mount Tabor, the site of the Transfiguration, and there he is revealed in his true form as the Son of God. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. He was seen conversing with Moses and Elijah, two of the greatest figures in the history of Israel, who symbolized the law and the prophets. And a great cloud representing the glory of God overshadowed them, and a voice was heard proclaiming, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." This episode of the Transfiguration prefigures the resurrection, showing Jesus in his heavenly glory as the true source of salvation and as the incarnation of divine love. God's plan for our salvation, which began with Abraham and progressed through the history of the Hebrew people, from the exile in Egypt, the revelation of the law on Mount Sinai, and the return to the promised land, followed by the great figures of the judges, the kings, and the prophets, then the exile in Babylon, and again the return to the promised land, where the Jewish people were ruled first by the Persians, then by the Greeks, and then by the Romans. This salvation history finds its true meaning in the life and teachings, and above all in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As St. Paul tells us in his second letter to Timothy, "God has saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, and now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." As we journey through this Lenten season of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, the path is sometimes difficult, the way is sometimes dark. May the light of the risen Christ be our guide and our inspiration, and may the love of God be our comfort and our goal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.